Okay. Fine. Okay. So the so we're moving along in the in how a person becomes a shamer and how klal shy for a person to take responsibility for an object. And we went through already how that we need so far that we need two musagim. It's really one musag, and then within the second one, there's a couple different levels. The first thing that we notice is that there's something called kinyan shmira. You have to do a kinyan before in order to become a shamer. The second thing is you need something called kabbalah shmira. It is something that you have to know for sure that when you went ahead and you accepted the object, that you're willing to accept to watch it. If you didn't do that, so you're not going to become a shamer. That's all sudi of hanach lefanai, hanach lefanecha, bisakamach, v'chulu v'chulu. All those things, you're going to be, depending on how the Messiah's achifetz was given over, is going to be totally on whether you become a shamer or not. We saw there's what I meant when I said there's a nekuda also in the second mahalach kabbalah shmirah. It also depends what the person asked you. In other words, kabbalah shmirah is mivlatali in the bakashas, on the bakasha that the balabais asks from you. The balabais comes to you and tells you and asks you to do a certain thing, and you are not. It's not clear that what he's trying to ask you to do is to wash the object. Even if you agree, not necessarily you're going to become a shemer. That's what we saw also with the halachas of Inecha, keep your eye on it, hold it for me for a second. All these things, even if you agree to take it, not necessarily means that you become a shemer. Okay. But what we did see, and I just wanted to read Duch Nachama, that from the hardest things in this area of trying to pass the Hilchos Shomrim, one of the most difficult things is to figure out whether the person Be'emes was Mekabel Shmira. Because the Achrayim, the Gedolei Achrayim, which we saw, the Nesivos, Machne Ephraim, they all seem to say that if the situation warrants the fact, and it's moira on the fact that the person was mekabel shmira, so it doesn't make a difference what lashon bakasha the balabais, the mafkid said. For example, if he gave it and he's going to leave, or if it's clear that it's in a place that he's being simcha on the nifka to watch it, right? He said that's what lashon nesivos is. It's muchach from the matziv that the shemer was mekabel shmira. So then, even if the lashon of kabbalah wasn't a great lashon, very often you're going to become a shemer anyway. So you have to just a lot of times. When you deal with shemrim shailas, so you try to find out, like, was there kabbalah shmirah or not? And you speak to them, to the two people, and each one says, well, I said this and I said that, and sometimes they say that this one said one thing and the other one said I understood something else. And not necessarily you're going to come to get clarity in exactly what happened. And sometimes there's nothing to do. It's very difficult to figure out whether there's kabbalah shmirah. So what are you supposed to do if you don't know if there's kabbalah shmirah? What's halacha by suffer kabbalah shmirah? So we say you have to go l'kula, right? Right. How you go l'kula, which means that you can't be mechayev the shemer to pay for the chayvitz. Okay.
But the airport, that's a standard case of
mechayev shmir. A lot of people say airport.
No one's watching, it's sitting off.
That's the question. By the way, we just in the airport. But the question is that you leave though. If you leave the chayvitz by the airport, I thought that very often there's no chesaron of kabbalah shmira according to most achrayim, because let's say a guy says, okay, keep my eye on my thing, and I have to go to the bathroom. So he goes to the bathroom. So if you agree, so shita kaido we discussed, maybe it doesn't work. In other words, if you just sit there with a blank look on your face, and the guy just packs up and leaves. So then we said already that not necessarily is going to be mechayiv for sure. Mitzat kabbalah shmira. But mitzat kabbalah shmira, if you leave, the chayav, that's enough. We said there was a different chesaron if you do that, and that's the kinyan shmira. Even though you have siluk bailim, but you don't have a ma'aser kinyan, a mishicha, a bow, whatever, just sitting there. The guy said, well, just keep an eye on this, I'm going to the bathroom for a second. No, you didn't do a kinyan before. So maybe you're not going to be chayav anyway.
You know what I'm saying? It's in the shuk. It's in the shuk that I'm leaving. I asked you what time you're going to be. I'm leaving. It's in the shuk where it's going to be available to us. That could be a low reason.
If one, no, but that's only if I brought it. I had to bring it to the place that it's been almost. If I didn't touch the chayfet, since
it's never been a
chayfet. You have to do a maisim with
the chayfet. No, the person puts on the behemoth, and he says, okay.
But I brought the behemoth. No, but there, no. So that's whole nesidus. Nesidus is the lamaisa. I brought the chayfet to makom she'enu meshomer. So since I brought the chayfet to makom she'enu meshomer, that's called I was ma'abed the chayfet.
I brought it. Who's I?
The Balachamar.
Balachamar, it's right now, it's in makom she'enu meshomer.
No, it's not.
Then you have your chutzah.
It's in my chutzah.
No,
it's March. I went ahead and brought it.
We're not aiming the shuk.
If the Baal Bais is there, then
it's for sure.
The Baal Bais agreed to take the thing. No, the chassan over there, the Nesivus never was bothered with the king, with the Kabbalah Shemir in that case. It was really. I mean, it was the Ben HaRosh, Michil Ben HaRosh, was bothered with Kabbalah Shemir the whole time. That's so good. The Rosh said the Kabbalah Shemir wasn't a chassan. Okay? That's the whole Chuvah of the Rosh. The Nesivus asks a different kasha, and that's really what I'm being more from the airport case. That it's Tinoch, the Kabbalah Shemir is not a problem, because like the Rush lays down his Yisayid, that once if you know that the Baal Bais is going to leave, you agree to take the Chafetz, whatever Lashon you say, but there is agreement to leave the Chafetz in a place where the Baal Bais, the Machke, put it down, so then there's no Chesaron Kabbalah Shemir. That's the Yisayid of the Rush, and that's what we see in the Bach and the Sma. Okay, without leaving out the Ramah for a second about the Ramah about Shuk, that the din of Hanach Lufanai, Hanach whatever, those dinim don't apply by the Shuk. But according to all the Achrayim and the Rishayim that say that it doesn't, so then the Pshat is in the Chazar Zakabal Shmir. The Nesivus is bothered by a different thing. The Nesivus is bothered by Bechetzi of Kinyan Shmir.
The Rosh has mentioned it. The Rosh says put it on the Behemoth.
Right, because the Rosh, so that's what they all say. That the Rosh, the reason why the Rosh doesn't have to mention Kinyan Yishmir, because the Rosh Lashifasi, that whole Tzilut Bailam is enough. So Tzilut Bailam is enough, so in the middle you don't need Kinyan Yishmir. But according to the Rambam, who the Shulchan Aruch brings down most often, and not only that, it sounds like the Iker Din is like the Rambam, then about it, Shver. Why in the world does the Shulchan Aruch bring it down to Stoma, the Yerchayit? Because you're missing Kinyan Yishmir. So that's what I was trying to say, that every time, even if you have a good Kabbalah Shmir, but if you're missing Kinyan Yishmir, so Mela, it's not shy for you to be Nesai, because you have no Shaykhis to the Chayfetz, really. I just agreed. I agreed to watch it. Do I have a Shaykhis to the Chayfetz? Or not a Shaykhis to the Chayfetz?
Would you get up and walk away?
I always say that people always say,
if I should
be
careful,
give a couple
of
shmir.
I have to go.
I think both of you are right. Since I agreed to watch it, so me'mele lechachila, I'm let's lay it out. And I'll tashava sabeda, right? So initially, right, this pasha, that to go ahead and just leave someone's chayfetz in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, when it's you have the ability to be matalit, is a zikr of the mitzvah hashava sabeda. No, it isn't. He gave it to you. It's not Aveda Midas. That's the whole thing. It's not Aveda Midas. It would be Aveda Midas and do Vino Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Like, the Shalom is whether you can take it or be Zeichen it. Hashavas Aveda, Gamma Rambam, Vigamma Tor Maskim, that the Aveda Midas you don't have. Right? That's whenever you want to talk about Aveda Midas, Rambam and Tor both hold that there's no Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda by Aveda Midas. The Baal is not covered on the Chafetz, so then why should it be covered on the Chafetz yourself? But here, Baal, the Baal is covered on the Chafetz. The Baal left it and understood that you're going to go ahead and you're going to watch it. So you're saying, oh, I can't be a mechayid myself. Why? Because I don't have kinyan yishmir. Ze inyan acher. Avada lechachila, and avada the right thing to do is to watch the chayfet however you're supposed to watch it, right? B'dieved, if you get something happens to it, or you chayv or potches a shayla acheres. Right? It's two things. My kesher. Between what you're supposed to do and what b'dieved, when something happens to what the halacha is. Right? It's two things. So that's where Kiveger, Machan Frayim, the Steve, they all ask that according to the Rambam, what's with the shoes? Why in the world are you chai? B'dieved, Avada, he was watching it. He made a mistake. He went to the woods and went to the bathroom. He left it in the middle. He left it out in the open. So, but Lamaisa, there was never Kinyan Yishmira. So on that, the Dalai Lama asked that you should look at your potter and kach be'emes. It sounds like you're kiddering the Machna Frayim hold that according to the Rambam your potter because the bribe shver. That's before Shem Yishan. That works, but here we're talking about Nirshas Rabin was in the Shuk. So that there was no kiddying bechal. Well, that the Nesivus says is din, which is Oichad is a chiddush we spoke about last time. That since he brought the behemoth to Machim. So it's called the Maisa Gufah Chayfetz. So the Chiv here is not al Shemir. The Chiv here is Algemeiner Matzah Pikadim.
It's a park bench. Even in the barefoot, the chairs that people sit on.
Where? 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 He says, do you mind keeping an eye on that? And it's within Dalat Amos of you, which is Gan Shach, right? So, 6 feet away, even the Chumra, right, is enough. Some of your kind at then. Stoma Simta, I don't think it's Dinner Shavuot, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't know. You have to.
It's from Algeria.
You can make a Kenyan dollar.
She's a little so comes
with that. Seder, but Tidur Shavuot also is. Right? The Etzem, they can go. It's a place where people sit down. I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure what the halacha would be there. But you'd have to be ma'ayin whether that's considered a Tidur Shavuot Simta that a person would be able to make a Kenyan. But Lumaisa, Altmazik, unless I did a ma'isa, there's no tzad to be mechayvim. By the case of the behemah and the minolim, that was a different story. There, the pshat is I shvat the zach to the ima derech, and then I left it out in the cold. There, avadi yevachiv al tzmasik. Okay, that was you said in the series we spoke about last. Okay, fine. Now I wanna just discuss another aspect in Kabbalah Shmira, and that is the din. That's the din of Akisha Marko v'Yisavai. There also we find the big yisayim achreinim, exactly how a person, when a person becomes a shomer and how a person becomes a shomer. If you remember, then there's the Gemara talks about where the shayel asks the mashal to send the behemoth for him to borrow. So the Gemara says aidei avdai. So the Gemara says, what type of avdai are you talking about? It never left the rishis of the balabai. So why in the world are you chayiv if you sent it with his avid? So the Gemara, first Gemara says something about an avid ivri. So it's hayad avid kiyad rabbi. The Gemara says some kishim makul v'yisave, or nasik mishik kishim makul, or amarli kishim makul v'yisave. The Gemara has a different tarets that if you tell the balabai to go ahead and hit it with a stick and send it on its way, so then you're going to be chayiv. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So the Rosh brings this as a raya that siluk bialim works, because over here you never made a kinyan on the chayfetz, and still you're going to be chayiv. You're going to be chayiv on the she'ela. You know, if anything happens to it at this point, you're going to be chayiv. Shabbat says we see from here that the fact that the bialim now no longer is able to watch the chayfetz. So you as the she'el are going to be chayiv. Step in to watch the chayfetz and your achrayis to make sure that the chayfetz stays safe. That's what the Rosh wants to say. The Rambam, Lishitasa, says we don't pass in the Kishon Makom V'Yisavei, because Kishon Makom V'Yisavei is not a kid, he doesn't agree with the whole Yisrael of Seilat Bailam. So the Mela, he says the only way you're going to be kinda, the Shoyal is going to be chayv achrayis by Kishon Makom V'Yisavei, is only once it gets to the Rishus of the Shoyal. Before it gets to the Rishus of the Shoyal, you're going to be potter. That's what the Rambam passes from the Russian and Simen Shin Mem. And Simen Shin Mem, and the Shoyal. Okay, fine. Yeah, Omar Leah Shoyal, Kisha Makal Yisavah, but the Shoyal's not there, so it doesn't pass. Simta's Mashiach, the Shoyal's not there here. Right, so that's why I didn't say those examples really. Okay. Omar Leah Shoyal, the Kisha Makal Yisavah, Mia Lavasa Mashal Taf, Ena Shoyachai, but Ashi Tikonas or Shusa. Before she passed like the Rabbah, we need the Achnas or Shusa. So, the Sma here, and the Shach Pulshtel. Talachay, this is only the fishit is a Rambam. The fishit is a Rosh. Talach wouldn't be like that, but rather Kisha Makal Yisavi Alain is going to be enough to be Mechayv the Shoyal, Fachrayas Achifet. Why? Because the second the Bailim goes ahead and sends it out, we have Siluk Bailim, and that's enough to create a Shkinon Yishmir. Right? That's what the Shach and the Sma both show on you. So here, once again, the Nesivus kicks in, and he says, what the world's going on? We all know, that Mechal Pachas, the Mechaber in different places brought down the Shit is a Rosh. That says Siluk Bailim is enough. Here in Hilchos She'elah, the Ramah, for some reason, like yesterday, if you're able to find the Yishuv of why in some places it's the Mechaber brings down both days, some places the Mechaber brings down one, and the Ramah doesn't argue, another place the Mechaber brings it down, and the Ramah does argue, I don't know why, we'll go through, I don't know why it switches up like that, but Lamaisa in Yishayel is vermin for Russian, that the Ramah brings down the Shit is a Rosh, that Siluk Bailim works. Say Bazei frekta nesivus, and really the Shach makes this ha'ara himself already. That why in the world doesn't the Rambam, why isn't the Rambam masik also the case of the Kishu v'mako and say that you're chayiv to pay when what deletes the rishus of the mashal? So the nesivus says a very big insight in Siluk Bailim. He says that the Rosh is masking to the Rambam in case of Kishu v'mako v'yisalim. Why is he masking? And he says because it's not shayiv that you become that Siluk Bailim is going to be mechayiv the shayal. The makom where the shayel is not there. The only time Siluk Bailim works is only when it's zen nichnas, zen yaitzei v'zen nichnas. The balabais packs out, meaning that he no longer takes achrayis for his chayfetz, and he passes the baton onto the shomer. The shomer is there to continue watching it. Masha'enkin, where the shomer is not around, like in Kiski Shemakal Yisav, the shomer is, you know, a mile away, and the behemoth is going to find its way to his house. So the halacha is that the shomer is not going to be able to be nichnas to be makabel shmirah mitzad the silik violin of the balabayas, because lamaisa he's not there to go ahead and watch it. The only time the Rosh says is he said it's only if the shemir is around.
Could be starting weird stuff.
Could be. There's different ways to understand why that would be true. Could be it's some svar. Could be it's more of a lumdus, like you're saying, that it's pasha that he never would be makabel shmir b'makom where he can't possibly watch it. I was thinking also the fidei k'sais that says that the yisayid of siluk b'ayilim is asal t'malacha for sure fits in good, because l'maisa I can't watch it, so there can't be asal t'malacha b'chechta, right? Asal t'malacha is only when I'm there to watch the chefetz. I'm not there to watch the chefetz, missing the etzem zach of asal t'malacha. So all these are good reasons why the shemer wouldn't be chayv to go ahead and watch it. So meila, this is going to be another exception to the. It's going to be an exception to the din where kuliyam is going to be made that over here. In this type of case, you need a kinyan mamish, right? This is the case where you need a kinyan mamish. Until it gets into the rishus of the shayl himself, the shayl is not going to be chayv b'achrayis, and that's the pshat why we're here. The mechaber brings down all these sheets of Rambam, because in this case where the shayl is not around, the shayl is not the kabbal shigachi kanes l'shusa. That's what the nesiva says. So meila, if a guy says, yeah, send it over, or yeah, I'll take care of it, I'll watch it, or for example, like I mentioned the cases before where let's say I say, yeah, a guy says, yeah, leave it on the hook in the basis of Shkibach, or I say leave it in my room in the dorm, right? All these places where the shimer is not there bichlal, even though the balabayis was misalik himself, the rashi does the rashi won't apply. It becomes a big nafkamina in all those cases, even in a case where, let's say, you know, it could be that we would go bust through the mosque according if someone would go with the Rosh Hashita, but in cases where the Shomer, when he was Mekabel Shemira, was never around, and something happened in the interim between when he said, yeah, leave it there and I'll take care of it, and he never came yet, but he will come to Hemshech, you're not going to be considered a shomer. Well, dugma, sometimes we talk, these cases come up often in different manifestations with people watching things in yeshiva, right? People send things, people that come from different places, you know, you can even speak to different people. You know, people, especially people who come from out of town, they want to send something to Yerushalayim, they say, oh, you know, I have a friend, you know, he'll come to you for a seder to pick it up. We'll talk about all these cases where he doesn't come, where he does come, and he doesn't, there's all these different cases where someone is mekabel shmira on a chefetz. So lamaisa, question is, how much is this really mekabel shmira, and how much is the person's achrayis? But what happens sometimes is that a guy who says, okay, you know what, I'm only going to be able to come to pick up the things second seder. So he says to him, I'm going to come second seder. So he says, b'seder, I'm going to leave it inside, you know, on a hook or inside the bench or something like that. Even though the balabayas was misalik, and this guy agreed to come and pick it up, or let's say he didn't give him a specific time. He says, yeah, I'll come later and pick it up. He says, fine, I'm leaving at 10 o'clock. You know, come and get it. You're not a shomer b'chol. Garnished. Why? So because even if you didn't make a kinyan, mitzad the Rambam, you didn't make a kinyan b'yadayim, you didn't do a ma'aseh kinyan. Mitzad the Rosh, even though there's silik b'ayilim, but you weren't there. So you're not there, like the Nesiva says, there's a silik b'ayilim, it's not going to be a mechayev the shomer anyway.
Even if I brought it to this place.
Who?
I brought it to the
Who's
bench.
Who? He. He's the balabayis. The balabayis brought it to the place. And then he
didn't tell
and he said, listen, I'm putting it here, please come and pick it up. She says, fine. Even though he says fine and he's going to come pick it up, until he actually gets there, say he says a specific time, we'll have to clear exactly. He says, okay, fine, I'll be there by 10:30. And you know it was there at 10:30. But the guy came late and something happened after that time. Then you can start clearing. Maybe something, maybe over there. I'm not sure why.
What happened? Why is the difference?
I don't know. I don't think so.
So what?
It's 10:30, but he doesn't.
But he didn't do anything.
That's not kinyan.
Right, it's not kinyan. It's just a mirror. Pizza. Right.
Pizza then?
Pizza and then what?
You're gonna come, you're closing your house.
Right. But what's gonna be Machias I'm trying to say? In all these cases I know that's a gut reaction. Yeah, you said you're gonna come at 10:30. You're chai, but what's being machai? My dibor in a chanami I made. And I made a dibor. But what shaykh is I have to the chayfetz that you can say, okay, fine, I have a chrayas on the chayfetz at this point. Can you think of anything?
How would you make
like that?
No, yeah. What is what?
If the guy's not around, I'm leaving at 10 o'clock.
Right.
I'm leaving at 10 o'clock, and I want to leave something for someone else. I want that person to take a horizon
from 10 o'clock. Right. Is there any way we can king?
There is a way. There is one way.
It was that to him, so with someone else next to the guy next to the bench. What?
Right. That's the only way. No, you tell him. You know, in chaim is a chayv. Well, until he comes to the chayv, that's why we had this. We've had this before, where you know they try to do this type of thing. What you're asking is a good question. In other words, what you're asking is it be'etzem is a schos? Because the she'ila be'etzem is a schos, as he wants it. But it's only a schos once it comes into his rishos. The fact that it's in his rishos before he comes there is a chayv.
We're not talking about
Shlomi Daita.
Right.
You could take the chus because otherwise you wouldn't get it.
Right.
Could be. If I'm not masking, if I'm not masking to give it to you, unless you really are kind of it, so then it would be a chus. But he has to know that. He has to know that. You can't say that it's not Shlomi in front of. You know, I don't know. But that would be the way to do it. You go to the guy next to you, that sits next to you, and say, "Do me a favor, please be zeichen to this." And say, "It sounds like a little weird, you know." I don't know, but if you want to protect yourself,
he's being kidding Shayla. What's he doing?
Kidding, yeah. Kidding
Shayla for playing.
Being zeichen for playing, yeah. Regular kidding Shayla. That would be the way to do it. Whatever. Just that you know, some people are reluctant doing these types of weird things. You know, it's a little weird. However, if a person is worried about achrayus, I guess that would be an eitzah. Okay, so that's what the sense of the nesivus goes with over here. Yeah, this in here. Okay. Okay. So now I want to move on to. So that basically wraps up what I really wanted to cover when it comes to kinyani kabbalah shemir by shemachino. What I just wanted to go through now was, and that's what I remember my comments on the beginning of the week, is the halachas of kinyan kabbalah shmirah by Shah Shemir. Even though it's like I know it's not so great going out of order, but lamaisa, since we're learning shemir bechlolos, so it's kedai to go through and see exactly how every person, every different type of shemir becomes that type of shemir before we get into the chiyuv that they're going to be chayav, and we'll do here. I think that's the way we're going to do it. We're going to do it. You know, the ikar usually is found in the study aleph. That's normally by shemachina. As we saw, the halachas, except for shoyel, which has its own halachas, but the halachas shemer sachar, seicher, uman, all those are gone short halachas. How you become you become this type of person. So I think things are going to be set up is that we're going to deal with how Shemachinam becomes a Shemachinam, Kabbalah, Kinin, Kabbalah, and then we're going to move on and do see Shemer Sachar. And like I want to talk about Shemer Sachar now, Seicher, and Shoyel. Okay, let's talk about a Shemer Sachar for a second. A Shemer Sachar, like we said, is Chayiv B'Gnei V'Aveda. But let's leave out how and when you're Chayiv on Gnei V'Aveda. Let's talk about how he becomes a Shemer Sachar. Shemer Sachar is like because he receives money for the job that he's doing, so Mamela, he becomes a Shemer Sachar. Therefore, he's Chayiv to give the Chayiv a higher level of Shemir. What is Chayuvei Shemira are? Like I said, we will deal with, and you'll be shocked to see what the chiyuv shmirah of a shemer sachar is. If all the shemrim people do not realize that if you take money for watching something, what your chiyuvim are. And but we'll see. Hakol b'idayu v'zmanay. But the chiyuvim will, the chiyuv of shemer sachar will deal with later.
And then you have to get a, if they give you peanuts, then you only the shmirah should be peanuts. I mean to say, they charge $10 an hour.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm giving you one shekel an hour for the car to watch.
That's Pudra Biesif.
Pudra Biesif.
In my last thought.
What
is it? The Shach says we're farming for Russia.
What?
Shach in the beginning of Shin Gimel says that. Shem Sachar, that's the Sharputa. Sharputa. Finished. I mean, it's a Malasa. Okay, fine. Whatever. But the Pshat is that by all money, Chazal would never. Usually by all money, Chazal would never. Okay. So, Shem Sachar. So, Shem Sachar, in order to become a Shem Sachar, here we have it also. That the Shulchan Aruch brings down You should be more
forgiving, or you have to be punished.
Fakert. If you, it's we're talking clear same shalom salud the seif. The normal zach is at the end. Is like a worker, whatever, it's working for you. A value pay him at the end after the job is finished. The shower is if you give him money up front, what halacha is. Right? One second. Out there, right. Well, let's just see one second. So Shemusachar in Shin Gimel Sif Allah Shemusachar Gam Ihu Ene Mitzrayim Vishin Rasai Chi Yimshach Umar Shari Limshach. Right? Chabar passes like the Rambam. And the Ramah doesn't bring down the thing over here. Yeah, it's one of the places. I don't know why the Ramah doesn't bring down the rush over here. But Lamaisa, the Sma does the work for us. And he says, look, in Risari Alf, you'll see that the Machaber brought down two days over there. So what Sma means to say is the same machlekes that we have in Risari Alf, we have over here in Shin Gimel. So what type of chedushim do we have by Shem HaSachar? How do you become a Shem HaSachar? So we said, Avada, like the Shulchan Aruch says, step number one. Step number one is you need a kinyan. Number two, of course, you need a kabbalah. That's not changing. But there's one difference is that you got money. So the first question is viful geld. How much money do you need? So the Shach says, there has to be at least a shavu pruta. If you give the guy a shavu pruta, that's enough. The Ramah right away over here in Shin Gimel says that you have the ability to make someone a Shem HaSachar almost unaware, which we'll have to talk about exactly whether it's what I just said is 100% true. But it says you ask someone to bring a package for you to Eretz Yisrael. You say, you know, you're taking a package from me, I appreciate it. Here, you know, take a Danish, you know, for the trip. You send something, you know, you give the guy something for the way. He says, here, take this back for you, take this back for yourself. He says, you're Shem HaSachar. Even though he didn't specifically say that he's paying you for the job, but if duch the pula that you're doing, duch the shmir that you're doing, because of the shmir that you're doing, you're getting something out of it, some hana, some momentistic hana.
He says, give it as a gift.
Show okay. Some dairin.
A gift is a dairin. Is that a dairin is not exactly a paper.
I hear both of you saying, he's saying that fakir, that puta derbiyes, here, fakir, here the money is, you don't pat to yourself and give me the money, here you're supposed to give it to the money.
No, you don't give your money.
Why am I going to give my money?
So you gain money.
But the money comes to you. I give him $5. I give him those.
You have money.
Think about that. Okay. Here. And the school is Shabbat. School is an interesting shiloh. If a school enters into the realm of halacha, the gabi these things. We'll deal with it. The Ben Sashim. No, but there the pshat is that it has a momentistic value in the shuk. So what we're going to talk about, really, no, so I'll tell you where we're going to get into the sugya, Be'ez Hashem. It happens to be from the Pumul, for Geshmak and sugyas in Shemrim, is the sugya of a metalpil of a gufei mona. Right? The Gemara tells us that any karka and avodim and shtaris or nesmayit from Shmir because there's either chesaron, they're not metalpilin, or the chesaron is not gufei mamon. The shaila is whether something that the maila is al derech haskula, whether that's the chesaron of in gufei mamon. Because you give someone a kameya itself, It's just a piece of parchment with some words written on it. But it has it does something, right? Is that ingufei mam? Is that like a check? People look at it, okay, it creates a matzav, but it's not in itself is not a matzav. Do you understand? Maybe. Anyway, but it's interesting. If I remember correctly, most of the tshuvas on their starch, as you can imagine, about these things.
There's other than Imach Yisrael, it looks like a hand.
What I'm talking about is something else. See, there's two nekudas over here. Whether as a Shavis Klapishem or Sachar, in other words, that's considered I paid you for something, I gave you something. Which I'm talking about in your case, the Shavis and Gabi Shmir, it's a different story. The question of Avada, it's worth something in the Shuk. Like, you know, if you, a check is also worth something in the Shuk, but Avada, there's no Shmir on a check because it's not Kufay Momen. Right? Like, a check is worth the value that's written on it, but it doesn't mean that someone gives me a check to watch, I'm Mechayev on the Shmir, it's the Smaif from Shmir. Right, you hear what I'm saying? That's not enough. No, by Mechesek, it's enough to go ahead and do it. But where the Evamia of Engufay Momen, they need Gufay Momen. So then it's a whole different story. Shtar is Engufay Momen, it's double Pashat, that even though you can sell it, and person will pay a lot of money for it, you're going to be Pater on Shmir, Bishmir also. A lottery ticket, even if it's a winning lottery ticket, not necessarily going to be Chayav Bishmir also, if you lose it. Yeah, maybe. It's Shabik, Shabbat, about credit cards, all the, listen, we'll get to it, right? Credit card is not even good for the moment, really, is it?
Because
no Shabbat is the
club. The card itself has no Shabbat
in the check.
Anyway, yeish habei amal ledaber kishen magi al sugi hazoi. Over a big time.
The card, you get a little
bit of
money. What? You get a real chuzve card.
Like what card?
No, it could be they pay 50 shekel a month for it. It's giving you a year of a card.
But
key you pay for entrance, or key you pay for the value of the 4 shekels, the value of the key. That posh, right? That posh. If you're chayv at all in a
check,
how that's not.
But again, that doesn't
have a check. They give you 50 checks for nothing. A card costs you a rental.
Doesn't make a difference.
It's not a full Shabbos. It's a cost of shekel.
It's Shabbos is that you can do things with it.
No,
it's a moment.
Right.
Save a moment.
That's what it's
worth. I go to the stationery store. How much is it? Mamish. That's not the goal. Anyway, but. We'll do a Bez Hashem. We're going to do it. We'll talk about paper money and the whole thing, whether paper money is called Gufay Mamon, regular money, paper money. Your money, you have money, you have cash. It's Gufay Mamon, B'chol. Anyway.
Gold's money?
The gold is all gold.
It's just gold.
Huh?
Just gold. I'm sorry.
If Dr. Sturber goes here, he'll tell you that's why he has gold. I'll tell you about his gold, the gold bars he has in his safe under the floor.
Shove a kesef. Are you
going to
say
it's actually
shove a kesef?
Huh?
Shove a kesef.
Yeah, shove a kesef is kesef.
Sure. Is a dollar shove a kesef? Is it worth kesef money? Shove a kesef.
That's a shayla.
Shove a kesef.
It's a tifa shayla. It's not how money works. Okay, but that's
a,
okay, fine. So lemaisa, as they state in the Rambam, that if you give someone a present, they become a shemazar. So the shy. The only thing I want to lay out for you right now, which you have to think about, is the guy has no idea he's becoming a shemazar, right? You understand? You gave him that Danish. He doesn't know he's becoming a shemazar.
You fooled him.
There was Kabbalah Shmira, but not on the level of Shemar Sachar. Is that enough? Is that maspik? You saw them. Right, that's a shayla. Yish davar kaze?
You just said there is.
I think b'chol.
You said there is. What are you calling? You're calling someone.
I have a shayla on the Ramah. What is the case of the Ramah? The Ramah knows. Is saying that you tricked the guy. Pilu tricked him. He says, okay, you gave him a present, that's all he says. That's all he says, nothing more.
Does the Mafkin know why he's doing it?
Yeah, the Mafkin knows. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Who knows?
Make it an
I don't think so.
This is a good shiloh. Well, maybe we can bring a rabbi to this.
He doesn't know.
That's what I would say. Parsha, the guy doesn't know. But this is the question. I'll tell you what the shiloh is. The shiloh is, if you're Mekabel Shmira, so once you're Mekabel Shmira, so let's say a guy is not Amaretz, right? Well, let's lay off the shiloh of Mamish Klar. What?
He doesn't know anything. He's not going to know when he's a Shemir Chinuina.
Right. But here it's even worse. Here the guy knows he's a Shemir. Right. It's true, Be'etzem. You can really clear the shiloh like that, too. Well, even Amaris, he knows that, that if you get something, you have to watch it. But the pshat is that he doesn't know that if he takes money for it, there's another type of shemer. There's a Muslim shemer sachar. And you pay him to watch it. You such a low shemer sachar? I don't think so. I think it's actually the way Tyson.
That's not you. Never come on chayfets. If I would know, I'm chayfets.
If you take your money in
if
the guy gives you a chayfets and you put it into your suitcase, right?
Can I get
you? And you put it on top of the rack and
where? Pittsburgh's aware?
A
hand carry on, yeah, and?
During the 12-hour flight, you're not keeping your eye on
the right, because that's a good shot.
Is that
a good shot? No, that's a good shot.
So you can have a
mistake? Zeh shayl taiva, that gets into chiyuv shmir. When we learn what the chiyuv of a shemer sachar is, right? Shemer sachar, the chiyuv is shtak chiyuv. We'll have to see whether shemer sachar is chayv or shemer chinam is chayv. That type of case where you just dump it on top and then you kind of.
And he knows you're putting it in your hand luggage.
There's a lot of different clues in that shayla. The guy knows you're not keeping it in your hand. The guy knows that you're probably putting it in your hand luggage, right? The shayla is whether that's enough or whether you have to do more. Well, after that, that's, I said, that's the next step. That's the next step. That's got to be the chiyuv shmir. I don't want to get so much into chiyuv shmir right now. Okay.
Your case of Amaris is a bit different because over there you have to pay somebody, at least that part.
Right,
is it.
Right.
Over here you're giving a present and they're thinking about.
So you're locking the guy in. Shlomi Daikin. So maybe we'll talk about it. We'll get to it in a couple minutes. Okay. So that's what got me shimmer sachar.
You could say that maybe the fact that he sent it later, not now, sent him later. He's saying that now he's a new king. It's a new.
Sent what later? I don't understand. What do you mean?
You have to know. You have to, a person is a baradas. He has to know. Not getting present for free. First you accomplish shmir hashanah. Now afterwards he sends you a check. Sends you money.
Afterwards. After he finished already. After he finished already?
No. Well, he went home with the luggage and before his flight, suddenly he gets a present.
Uh-huh.
So once again, it's a new gift. It's a new chiyuv.
That's why he said that afterwards he sends it to you, even if he could. We'll probably get back to it a little bit, but there's a big shaila about an uman. The halacha is that kol uman, the Mishnah tells us in Bava Basra, kol uman shemir sacharim. Every uman is a shemir sachar. The shaila in the Gemara, why every uman is a shemir sachar? Whether it's because the chifetz is by him for his hana, that means he's able to make money off the chifetz that's given to him. So you go to, you give this is the dry cleaner shaila. You're giving your suit to a dry cleaner. What then does the dry cleaner have on the suit? Mot Hashod, Shaila. Right? What is it? So the Shemar Sachar is an Uman. Why? He says two Pshatim. Either the Pshat is that it's buying him Lahanosai, or the Pshat is he can be Tafasai Igri, which means he can withhold the suit until you actually pay him for the suit itself. Those are two Pshatim that the Gemara tells us. There's a big Shaila in the Achrayim, whether the Halacha is that's all true by a kavlan. What's halacha by a skir yayin? What's halacha by someone that's working by the hour? So there could be this machlek sman shach whether that such a person becomes a shemes sachar on the chifetz. Why? Because by definition you're hiring the person for malacha, not so much to deal with the chifetz. That's one of the differences between a kavlan and a shem and a saich and a kavlan and a skir yayin. So mamela could be that you don't become a shemes sachar on the chifetz. There's another nekuda that you have to be mavar. Also, that's where is the chayfetz right now? Did the uman come to my house and work on the chayfetz, or I brought the chayfetz to him? According to a lot of achrayim, if the uman came to my house and is working on my chayfetz, it doesn't become a shomer for various reasons. Because I didn't make a kinyan on it yet, or because were because since the Baal Bais is around, so Mamela Vadi, it's possible that he wasn't a Kabbal Shmir on the Chepetz. That's the basic shaymos that you have to deal with when you're dealing with an Uman, whether it becomes a shaymos. One of the big shaymos that come out from the din of a Uman is the din of a Misharis, right? I will say probably that Misharis is a housekeeper. Nowadays you don't have it as much, I think, as they used to have. They used to have these live-ins that used to mamish just do, you know, do the laundry, do the make the food, take care of things, take care of the kids, help with the kids, whatever it was. There was a person that you were able to ask them to do kol dar. So the question is, a misharis that you ask them to go ahead and watch the chayfet, what din do they have? Do they have a din of Hashem Achimam or a din of Hashem Asachim? So Kipshuta, it's a big machlekes achrayim. What's a machlekes lechar talion? The machlekes is where I'm paying you, but I'm not paying you specifically for that job. Really, your job description may be something else. What's the halacha? Is it shot that since l'maisa I'm paying you, so maybe you're Hashem Asachar, anything I ask you to do? Or then no, you're only Hashem Asachar on the jobs that are specifically part of your job description. Even though you'll listen to me if I ask you to watch a certain thing, but l'maisa, I'm not paying you for that. So you're going to watch it, but you're copying this. This is not, you're only Hashem Rechina. So it's a big machlekes. If she does what the machlekes is, machlekes machin Ephraim and the Ksais. It could be too, also there's other achrayim that get involved. There's a Chavis Yor about it, and there's a Marshach about it, like the Pesach Shuva brings out. Gevshut is a big machlekes. What the halacha of Misharis is? Stam, you have a person that you ask to do various jobs around the house. Yeah, what's the story of the babysitter? That's the big shaila. This is, you know, the babysitter lends itself to a lot of different shailas, but. If we want, we can talk already now. If you have to get into the babysitter shaila a little bit, but that is a big shaila. The babysitter shaila first comes in really over here. Forget about watching whether you're chayif for any hesed that happens chas v'shalom to one of the kids, to the kid itself. But you ask the babysitter to keep an eye on the computer, or you ask the babysitter to keep an eye on the furniture, or whatever it is. Are you chayiv if the babysitter considers a shomer sachar, or the babysitter considers a shomer chinuch? What are you getting paid for? She's getting paid to watch the kids. You grab out of asking her to go ahead and be a shomer and other things, but then you're not really paying her for. So, l'chayiv you're a shomer chinuch, nachon?
Yeah.
Okay, but I'll tell you where the big shaila is. And we had the shaila one time by a babysitter. It was by Ganenet. Ganenet has the same debt as a babysitter because she's getting paid for the job that she's doing. So listen to the story of what happened. There's a Ganenet, and before the kids came, they're like pretty little kids. They're crawling, you know, whatever. Babies, whatever. 1 year old, one between 8 months, 9 months, 10, 11, 12, but kids are still crawling. So right before the kids came, she washed the floor. Before the kids came in, so the floor should be clean because the kids were always all over the floor. So the kids came in, and it wasn't slipped, would be a hell, would be whatever, would be a tsara, but okay, we have to figure out what the story is. But they were crawling on the floor, and it seems that in the solution that she used to clean the floor, she put bleach, and all the kids came home with white streaks on their outfits. So this is the shaila. Is it a pshia? Is it the question?
What is he doing like that?
No,
it's
wet.
Huh?
It's wet. Don't let the kids in when it's wet.
So the shaila, but there was a double. The shaila, you're right. It could be a pshia. The shaila is whether there's kabbalah shmira on the big day at Tinaikis. That's the shaila. Also. That was the other shaila. Different shaila. One is was mitzvah kabbalah shmira. The other shaila is what you're saying though. Chayit the bar and the bar and kalim.
And that's
called a kalim. So maybe you should be potter also mitzvah that too.
Yeah, it's potter me.
So we were chayit whether maybe it's worse than bar. I'm pretty sure. If they ever should come in, well, I said the only thing that was Guinness if it was Caleb, not the book.
So it's Potter.
Yeah, it's a rough one. So what are the different elements of the shiloh? Also, let's say the job of a lot of babies is to feed the kids. The kid comes home, mamish, totally. She didn't do a good job feeding the baby.
Dirty?
Nothing? Too filthy. Yeah.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
So they have to say that's posh that there's a couple that the parents don't understand that.
But this was a good child. The kids make a mess. They make kurim roll out.
Say that's not
the kids.
That's right. But that's not what we're talking about.
They feed 10 babies. There comes bibs in Machuris for our bibs.
If you send a bib, because then a bib is
really
good. You send a bib, you know, right? That shows that you're makfid. Yeah, they try their best. Listen, most people are not so don't go so crazy about it. But that was an excellent shiloh that came up. Whether the Yana was chayiv for the thing, I can't remember when we came out because there's too many elements to pater her.
What are the elements of pater?
I said Saimitzad Baron Kalim, Saimitzad Kabbalah Shmira. How can you be chayiv? But it's not fair, right? The parents were really fuming. I remember.
No, there was Kabbalah Shmira on the
baby. On the child.
But not on the clothing. That's what we're saying. So the shiloh is whether or not. There is, at least on the baby, it could be there's a shemah sof, right? Right? On the baby, that's what your job is.
No, why can't you say
that? There could be a different problem that you're not chayav shmir because of the problem of Adam, right? Adam is the smite from shmir. But let's leave that out for now. That's the basic problem.
Saddle?
Huh?
So I asked you to watch my horse, and there's a saddle on the horse, and the saddle gets stolen. I paid you to watch the horse. You lost the setup. So
right.
They come with the one thing.
You're saying it's together.
Yeah.
I hear that too. That the baby and the clothing come together. It's a package deal.
The baby means the clothing. Could be.
I'm not being snide. I just
want to
hear.
Certain levels we understand.
No. He wants to say you're a shemer sachar. No. Yeah. Get over here. You're a shemer sachar on the clothing. My clear is: are you a shemer chinam on the clothing, or maybe nothing?
No, these are sachar. It's not like the baby that gives
you. I'll tell you what my clear is. I can do three darkas, like you're saying. It's a package deal. You're shemer sachar. I brought the baby in. I want you to wash the clothing and I want you to wash the thing. The shal number two is that I'm paying you to watch the baby, the guf atinik, and I want you to wash the clothing also. But that's not what I'm paying you for. I'm paying you to wash the baby. The clothing I'm not paying you for, but I want you to wash it, and then you don't be shemer chinam. That's the thing. And number three is I'm not paying you to wash the clothing the cloth. That's the third. Are you hearing him? And this, and how, according to these achronim, the three.
Even if you don't pay, you still should pay them.
Why? Right. That's what I'm saying. That was my whole time. Myself, but maybe there was no kabbal shmir on the clothing. Right. That was my third.
You think that a paint to lend the kit to the paints as you learn so well.
I'm going to declare the same shiloh. The only way to be mechay bebriros is if you're going to tie it that she's a mazik. That was
the first time.
It's a mazik.
Wait, what do you mean mazik for? Why can't you say shemisar?
No, his case where I put paint in a place where kids can get it could be its worst.
Why is it worse?
No, it's wherever they go, they get dirty. Look at that.
Come clear.
Right. So the question is, when you still paint in front of a kid, like makfar yeh, it's like the famous shiloh of bringing the kid into the china shop. Right? What do they say? Right? Is that the kid runs wild? We granted got that shiloh.
But the babysitter put the babies on the floor. One baby after another.
Oh, so in a chanami. So if you just shove them over there like that onto the water, then in a chanami you can start clearing other mamazik. But if not, then not. Okay, in a chanami, listen.
Was it shiloh chanami? Did you
brought
a kid to a
chanami? No, she brought him to like they were selling glass and things like that. And the kid knocks something over, and the question is whether you're kind. But these are maimed shilohs. It's the same thing if you let a kid, if you let a kid run around a regular store, a supermarket. Stealing is habitzara. No, they climb and they break things, they knock things over. Make your adin yishri potter. The shiloh is whether you're mechayv yotz maimed.
That's what Rabbi Martin is being matzia. That maybe over here, since you're shelling the kid over there, so maybe it's kilo I'm putting in there. It's kilo, I put him in front of the thing, and it's inevitable that the hezek is going to take place, and that for some reason has been of other malas. Okay, fine, it's not our city so much. Okay, that's declared by a mishara. So you have this. I'll tell you where you have this. Where you have the shadow. I already mentioned it. I mentioned it already. Someone's tied. It depends where. But dogma. Let's say the front desk of a hotel. Okay. So this I've seen happen, and that is where you go. Let's say someone wants to check out, but their flight is not till the evening. So what time is check out in the hotel? 10 o'clock.
Before 12. Sure.
10 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
Fine, you check out. Your flight is not till the evening, but you want some mamela. So what are you going to do with all your stuff? So what do people do?
The hotel takes them to that.
Right. It depends how much. Depends on the hotel. So you go to the front desk. You say, "Listen, do you mind keeping an eye on my stuff?" Right.
Oh, that's special.
So I have no problem with having a special room. The question is, are they a shemachinam or shemusach?
Shemachinam. You're already out of the hotel. No. You're paying me money.
I'll tell you.
Well, I'm going 1 second.
No, come on. Tell them the street. Ask them what street.
They'll do it.
They're not going to give you this service.
It comes to the street.
What are they?
What are you showing me?
So you go in there, gone.
Okay, for that, after 12%, why should they take
care of it? It's all part
of what I'm paying for. You paid part of the fee.
Right. Do they have to find someone else to put it?
I don't know. This is part of the service.
That's
make a difference. That's my Shiloh. The Shiloh is this part. What's the Shiloh? I think you're a shamer. But the Shiloh, no. I think you're a shamer. The question is, are you getting paid for this? Are you getting paid for this? Or the pshat is that you're getting paid, but this thing... We do for you. We do as a service for you, but this doesn't matter what you're not paying for. That's the shayla. Right. That's what someone told me, that you sign off. Okay, fine. There are places you don't sign off. It's not so. In the more besotted the places, the fancier places, you sign off, I think.
No,
I'm not clearing about the shayla. There's two other shaylas that happen with the hotel front desk that they clear about, and that is about leaving packages there for people. So there's different things, different ways. Some guy that comes on the tree from the street and leaves a package for someone upstairs. So they're you're shomer 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 chino. I think shomer chino. Shomer shomer chino. And what about if a how do you call it? A tenant, not a tenant. A client, I don't know what you call it, whatever it is. A guest. Oh, there we go. A guest leaves a package by the front desk. What then does they have?
For different guests, what?
For someone that's coming? No, the most common thing. What do people do? They bring something from America.
They leave the front desk.
And they don't want to be mishuvah to some yeshiva buffer. Who knows when he's going to come? So they leave. No, my mom, everyone knows this, right? You leave it at the front desk. If plenty comes, please give this to plenty. This is the mice in the whole yen, right? The question is, what are they on the chayfas? Shomer Sachar or Shomer Chino? They're here, they're doing the avodah for a paying guest. What do you say, Rabbi Bernhardt?
And they wouldn't do it if it's going off the street.
They would do it. They wouldn't do it for you. They wouldn't do it for you. But the question, I'm asking, I have no problem. The question is if you're a Shomer Sachar or Shomer
Chino. Which kula are they doing now? That kula you pay
for that? Do you pay for that? That is a service.
Very nice.
They never travel Christ.
What do they have?
This is private payment. Payment for a nice time.
I don't know. This is what I'm talking about. This is where the shayla is.
But if they watch your own chayfets, you say you're going out for the day, you watch my chayfets, some reason over there, that's going to be shayla because it's not chayfets.
Don't worry, you're still there. We'll walk the luggage for you until you're ready.
That's
right.
That case,
in the end,
it's not.
You're first in the hotel, you're checking in. You said, I'm sorry, sir, your room's not ready, but don't worry about it. Your luggage is on the side, and we'll bring up to you when your room's ready.
Yes, sure.
So this is the doing to you.
Because they're doing, because you're going to pay for the, you're paying for
right?
the room.
The room.
Right. Paying, but you're paying for the room.
Don't pay so much for the room. The room is...
You pay one price for the room. The price doesn't change.
The room is
they don't charge you more for schlepping the luggage up, right? Does the borrower?
Yeah,
they don't charge you anymore for all these extra services.
You themselves don't give. You have to take care of yourself.
Say there.
Part of the pay the room is not just
the room. Just the room.
And the cheaper hotels. That's what I'm saying. The cheaper hotels. I've been in hotels.
Don't serve you breakfast. I say.
No, so. I've been in hotels, but they don't have a special room for it. They say I'm coming back in 3 hours, but I want to check that out. That kind of thing. They say, yeah, sure. Put it behind the desk. You never wear a place like that. You kind of just like dump it behind the desk. Where I know when I asked around, the more expensive hotels, it's much more misunder. But in a place where even in a middle of the line hotel, that's what they do. Or sometimes they say, "Oh, put it in that room over there." So it's garnished, right? I don't know what that is. That's nothing, right? But where they have these empty conference rooms that they say, "Let's put it in that room." They're telling you,
"Good luck."
Yeah. But if they say, "Here, no problem. Put it in the office." You know, there's always an office behind the desk, or put it behind the desk. Why is that?
Why is the same thing?
The same thing, but it's less mushroom.
We send the payment all the time.
What's the
problem? And maybe we share a sacha. Because it's also a service, they're not doing it very well.
Usually you have a kinyan dalaramas in those cases, also.
And the poil, poils like in the kinyan, he himself is the kamachar, who's the kamachar?
It's a different question.
That's a different question.
If something happens to him, at the end of the day, he has to pay. It's a shiloh that is a totally different shiloh.
Okay.
Right? It could be that the derech, the minig is, the derech is that the balabayas is mekabel achrayas for a statement that his pilots are goyer. Why? But Meikra did Avada, the guy himself is Mukhoyev.
Usually not Kabbalah Christ in the souls, isn't it?
He was never Kabbalah Christ. He was never Kabbalah.
Okay. So that's the story with Mishar. So let's move on. I want to move on to a Shail. Okay, what's the story with the Shail? Oh, so it's an interesting Shail. Oh, it's getting moving along. Anyway, what's the story with the Shail? So by Shail, we find also in Shemem Sif Dalid that Mechaber Paskins. Like the Rambam and also there is a brought down. What's the story over there? Do you remember? Shemem Sif Dalid. Hashem Chabema. There, Ramah brings down the din of siluk. Right, Ramah brings down siluk vayel over there. So the machlek is also how do you become a shayel? Either with kinyan mamish, that means mashiach hadba dal rames chumul v'chulu, or siluk vayel is enough to make you a shayel. There's a big nesivus there. The nesivus says that by shayel you have a new type of kinyan. What's the new type of kinyan that you have by shayel? It's a kinyan called shimush, which means that even if you don't do a kinyan, for example, he gives an example sitting down. So you ask someone if you can borrow their, you sit down on their chair. Sit down on the chair. Didn't do a kinyan. There's no siluk bailin. You become a shayel. You're chayv if any oneness happens. Why? Because shimush in itself is a kinyan. Vuadin, let's say there's a sefer on a shtender, and you say, could I take a look at that sefer? And you look through it, and an oinus happens while you're looking through it, you're going to be chayiv, says the nesivus. So why? Even though I didn't do a kinyan, there's no sealer bialim, but shimush itself is enough to create a kinyan. Okay? That's what he said to the nesivus. He says, what kind of kinyan is it? He says, kinyan kinyan. Why? Now that the shimush, the Baal Bais has an obligation to make sure to the kilo. The Baal Bais is giving me something in order to go ahead and to watch it. So the mela that creates a kinyan. Okay, that kinyan kesef. He wants to say it's on there kinyan kesef. The Nesiv says the same thing also in Shin Vav when he talks about a seicher. A renter has the same idea. Even if a renter doesn't do a kinyan that the Rosh and the Rambam discussed, but the shimush itself is enough to make a kinyan. Well, where's the big shailos? The big shailos are when you go to someone's house and you eat over at someone's house. You're a reich by someone's house, and by definition, when you're eating at someone else's house, you would therefore use
the chafotzim that belong to the Baal Bais.
The dishes,
the cups, the glasses, the silverware, the chairs, all those things. What didn't you have on them?
What are the options?
Shalom.
What's the other option?
Nothing.
Didn't see this
yourself. Shalom. Didn't see this.
You gave me your cup. That's taken to my rishus and use of my shtamshus.
What's your cup? What's for? Isn't that every shayel?
No, shayel is a kabbal kinyishri, and I'm taking the cup. I'm using my your cup.
Chefta. No, every when you go to someone's house and use their cup, your shayel. What's
the name of
Baal Dima? Baal Dima is going to be because he's serving you. Baal Dima, you have to get around. There are ways to get around Baal Dima. Well, we learn something about Baal Dima. It's good hara. You would have to buy for a Baal Dima in order to
fly.
Yeah. So this is an important shaila that the Paiskim discuss.
There's no way I can use your kelim without being called a shaila.
That's the shaila. What's the shaila? What do I mean to say? Because the shaila stems from the Machne Ephraim. Machne Ephraim declares that let's say someone's sleeping in the middle of the night, and I go ahead and I give him an extra blanket because I think he's cold. Does he become a shaila on that blanket?
There's no kinyan.
Shishimosh could be there is kinyan.
You don't know about it.
But that's all true. By with the chetz of the shomer is to watch it. So if I don't know about it, I'm not watching it. Where the chetz of the shomer is, the pshat is that I'm getting hanof from the chayfetz, like by a shayel, like by a seicher, could be the etzem hanof that I get from the chayfetz enough to be mechayev me. Where they know. Machne Ephraim, or then no? But the pshat is that shalosid was shalom b'daitai.
So somebody come and steal it before I even woke up.
That's it.
Right.
Right.
If it's shalom b'daitai, then what?
What?
If it's
sleeping, is like a shikra shalai. Come on.
It doesn't make a difference. The pshat is that ma'isa. I'm being mishamish with this chifetz. And even though I am not aware of it, since I'm getting a shimush from it, so me'mela mashayel.
Or then
no? Doesn't make a difference. But you don't need das to become a shayel. Shayel's a metzias. Shayel's a metzias, and so is seicher. Or seicher, you need to give money. But the etzem shimush, so to speak, is a metzias. That's what the Machne Ephraim says. But let's say the guy. I don't think it really makes a difference. Let's say the guy's awake, and I give him something shalom b'daitai. Like the Machne Ephraim's case is, it's hard to say. It's hard. I don't know if he was talking about a case where a person is sleeping, but he says you put a ksus on your friend shalom, and he doesn't realize that he did. But l'maisa, he gets hand off from him. His case. I thought maybe it's talking about where he's sleeping at, because I don't think it makes enough kamina. Because the Machne Ephraim clears his shayla and he says he wants to know whether, if since l'maisa the kavola shmir was shlemi daitai, so immediately you don't become a shayl either. Now, does the shayl require das also bepayel or not? Or the ikr nekuda by shayl is the shimush. Doesn't really make a difference whether I know what I'm doing or whether I know what I'm not doing. One of the big nachkaminas of this is the shayla. You're awake. You have no das to become a shayel. It's just kilo, right? You know, we can just like using the stuff, right? You ask anyone that eats at someone's house, right? You ask anyone that eats in a restaurant. Yeah, well, what about eating in a restaurant? What did you have on the utensils, on the glasses? You chayev? Meikar abdin, if something happens to them? There you're a seicher. There you're paying for your food. So the shayel is whether I'm chayev or shia. Right? So if I'm an Adam Mamazik, there's nothing to talk about. So what do you maybe you can think of cases that are pashut that are going to be issues of Shia. I put the glass at the edge of the table. It's a Shia, right? If I'm a Shomer, if I'm a Shayel, Shemachinim, Shemazal, it's a Shia. Someone knocks the table with his knee, the table falls, the cup falls down, smashes. Am I a Shomer and I'm a Chayiv? Or I'm not a Shomer and I'm Potter? Could be it's totally on this Machne Ephraim. In other words, why? But Ephraim says that if I have no idea that I'm becoming a shayel b'chol, so even though I'm being mishtamish with it, but if I'm not going to become a shayel, I'm not going to have chiyuv shayel.
A restaurant kashrus person knows that he's the
fee. He's a
shayel.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
so that's why I always want to say. Then this Machne Ephraim could be is really the suffix that I had by sending a dairy. Stomach. Same, I think it's the same thing. That case before that I mentioned, when you send a present with a Shemar Socher, there he had no das to become a Shemar Socher. Could be that Memewa, he won't become a Shemar Socher. Because maybe the only way, even though Lamaisa, it is different, right? Here I don't realize I'm a Shoyal Bechlal. There I realize I'm a Shemar, it's just I didn't realize that by taking this, I'm getting paid. So it's not exactly the same, but the idea is there. In other words, do I need das in order to make myself more achroy? So I don't realize what I'm doing. Do I become a shamer anyway?
That's even by Shamachina case.
That one.
So I don't
have
das to be a shamer.
It's not true. Anyone that has something that belongs to someone else, and the Baal Bais is no longer there, knows that he's a shamer. You may not realize it's Chayav Shia, but some responsibility has to take. It's Pasha. I don't think. I'm not Mekabel that time. I hear that all the time.
What was the time?
Huh?
What was the time?
I do you a favor. Listen to me for you.
You want to
share? You want
me to share?
You want
me to share? I didn't realize. I'm not Mekabel that time.
Why?
I'm not Mekabel that time.
Why?
Because it's Pasha that you're Mekabel Shmir in those cases. No, I'm not Mekabel that time. A person, you have to take responsibility. A person understands that when the Bible no longer are there to wash the chayfets, that I'm the only one that's there to wash the chayfets. It doesn't mean that I spent so much time on the last time I learned Shemir, that just because you're doing someone a favor doesn't mean you're not responsible for someone else. It's chafotz, man.
I think
they're saying I don't want to pay. That's what they really want. They're really trying to say. But really, they understand that they shouldn't be pesheh. I think b'di'eved, if you ask them, should you pay, they'll start giving all types of nimukim, why they should be potter. But l'chachila, but they'll understand. Unless they speak it out, they say no achrayas, like some people do.
Anyone who learns a sugya, they say no achrayas. Okay, fine. Sugya doesn't say it.
No, I don't believe it. First of all, it's not true. People don't say b'li'ach. Don't. If it's a simple pula, people don't say b'li'ach achrayas. When someone gives me something to yeshiva, I say b'li'ach achrayas.
I thought
something. Very good. I'm not going to argue about the daf and the other now. That is right. But I don't think so. But you just started doing that now?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah?
I'm not buying
things. Just be responsible. It's not so hard.
You can say Bliya Christ.
Even
if you get out of the bus, you're Peshaya. You'll be Chayav.
No, you're not.
If you're Bliya Christ, you
get out of
the bus.
No, you're not a bus.
I'm not going to be in the bus.
No, it's the biggest chill. Just so leave it there. Leave
it there. It's a grown one.
Throw it out the window.
Living under the bus, you're Potter. Bliya Christ. You're right. He's not going to leave it on the bus. He's just a nervous guy. You know, that's all he's doing. What's money for things? So be responsible.
I didn't think about it.
And I have no problem.
If you ask anybody, then I'm going to tell you not like that. That if you ask me for one of these,
of course, but they're going to say they don't want
to.
Okay, fine. Anyway, so that's the thing. But anyway, look at the Marma Kaimis. If you didn't finish it, so I said, Pisri Chayshin, he has a whole shikul Torah about eating out of people's houses, what then you have. It doesn't come out with Ram Brewer. What the halacha should be, but the makar for the shayla, the etzem shtam, which is machna frayim in shayl simin memal. This rises back and forth. The machna frayim himself is the mesuf of what the halacha is. Whether you can become a shayl if you don't realize what you're getting yourself into, or you don't realize the chlal, what the story is. If when you get hanaf from someone else's thing, what your achrayas is, he's mesuf of himself. But lamaisa, it's not pashut what the story with.
This one thing could be. There's a lot of people have these very expensive, exclusive dishes in China and England. So they make a nice simcha, invite 50 people over, everyone's going to sit by the table, they show up, turn around, walk out. They're not interested in paying a price such expensive.
Who's not interested? The
guests? Yeah. So walk out of the simcha, walk away.
So walk away.
You only tie when you have to eat there right there, when you leave, you're not going
to leave. No, okay, you're going to be suffering.
You're very happy yourself.
After you leave. Then we'll talk about this next subject. After Shmir is over, what dinim you have?
Yeah,
he'll be there. The guy's house is different circles. The guy's there. So that's a chazara. You gave back the chayfet. It's a mashmach there. But the guy's not there yet, and you just pack out. By Shal, you're Shmir Sachar. But that we'll see. That's next subject. Okay.